This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Christine Nguyen. First name is Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Date of birth 6/29/1964. This letter is being written to Dr. Nai Nguyen. First name is Nai, N-H-I. Last name is Nguyen, Nguyen, H-U-Y-N-H. Nai Nguyen. Address 1661 Burdette Drive, B-U-R-D-E-T-T-E Drive, Suite N, San Jose, California. 95121, telephone number 408-270-4582, fax number is, let's see here, 408-270-6093, dear Dr. NHI, first name NHI, last name Win, H-U, YNH Win Win. Dear Dr. Nai Win, thank you for asking me to see this 59-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. She has I saw her first visit with us. Her first visit was on 1/9/24. And she has been sick for almost 5 months since August of 2023, period. Her symptoms are she has stayed home with history of some headache, cough, runny nose, and some other non-specific symptoms, period. She took some Benadryl and Claritin without any significant benefit, period. This, she thought it may be due to some construction that was going in the area, and there may be some molds in the house. And as a matter of fact, then she moved to a hotel on September 6th, and there was some... And I'm not sure if she was better or not, but she still had some itchy eyes and some cough and some runny nose, period. She seems to sleep well. There is not much cough. Cough is only when she lies, when she's lying down. There was no cough in office, and she appeared pretty calm and normal in our office, period. She has taken the following medications. Number 1, Flonase. Number 2, Claritin. Number 3, Promethazine DM. Number 4, Opcon A eye drops. Number 5, Tessalon for cough. Number 6, Prednisone. Number 7, Azeltacine eye drops, A-Z-E-L. A-T-A-S-I-N-E drops. Number 8, some more period. These medications may have been helpful, but she is not very sure because her symptoms are little better, perhaps because she is not in the home. There is an exposure, she's exposed to a cat, and claims to have some allergies, period. Overall, she is in decent health, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant female who did not appear to be very sick and did not exhibit much coughing, period. There was mild dermatographism, period, over the rest of the exam, including chest exam and ear, nose, throat exam was normal, period. I've discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I recommended we do some allergy testing and pulmonary function testing along with some lab work, period. However, this she obviously she never went for her lab testing and never went for her lab testing and I called her and she's it seems to and left a message and she told and she told us she was improving period in any event I'm hopeful that she is much better and I'll be very happy to see her back again and complete the workup as an complete the workup whenever she is able to come to our office period. My final diagnosis, history of non-specific symptoms, possibly due to exposure, construction material exposure or mold exposure, although not very clear. Number two, history of possible environmental allergies. Number three, mild dermatographism, period. I would certainly recommend that she try to stay away from any obvious environmental allergens and take any antihistamines to help her with her symptoms. I believe over time she should get better, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions. As always, I really appreciate your kindness. I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Christine Nguyen.